Father, give you thanks. Just thank God for yourself. First of all, thank God that you are alive, you are strong, you are healthy. Just raise your voice, glorify God. Father, I give you thanks for the grace. I give you thanks for your mercy. I give you thanks for the first day we're joining together this Monday to worship you. I give you thanks, oh God, for all your goodness, all your mercy. I give you thanks for your favor, for everything you've done for us to be alive to Jesus Christ. Be the glory. Just say, Jesus, I thank you for my life. Jesus, I thank you for showing me mercy. Jesus Christ, I thank you for every good thing you have done to show me this new year. Just raise your voice and thank the Lord like crazy. Father, bless your name, oh God. For as many that are signing in today, your life is a testimony. Your life is a blessing. We just worship the Lord as a family. Together we worship the Lord today. For his mercy endured forever. Jesus Christ is worship. Just take a second, take some few minutes. Let's thank the Lord for your family. Your family at home and abroad, wherever they are around the world. Thank the Lord that 2021, God will still show his mercy. This very year, the same God will show his mercy and his favor. Raise your voice, begin to pray. Father, give you thanks to our families around the world. Those in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, in Middle East, around the world. We are praying to say thank you, Jesus, for our families. You are faithful, God. We just said 2021, we've raised our families in your hand. We have the same confidence. We have the same confidence. We have the same assurance. The same good God. The same faithful God. The same awesome God. The same covenant-keeping God. From this first year, from this first week of the year, your same grace will take us through with every favor in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray tonight for our prayer time and study. Just ask the Holy Spirit to lead us in these few seconds. And 30 minutes, we're going to pray together. Let the Lord lead us. Let the Lord bless somebody. Let this session of the prayers be a blessing to you as individual. Raise your voice, begin to pray. Father, I give you thanks for those who are signing in different platforms around the world and all of us in Maryland and those in different states. We come in the name of Jesus Christ to pray. We dedicate this time before you. Lord, lead us to pray. We welcome the Holy Ghost. This is a good day. Joseph, family, this is a good day in my life. This is a good week in my life. This is a good month in my life because I am favored. This is a good day. This is a good week. This is a good month. Raise your voice, begin to confess. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ across the nations of the world. Child of God, begin to confess the word of God. Just confess, this is a good day. This is a good week. This is a good month. Raise your voice, confess over and over. I declare to all of you around the world, this is a good day. This is a good week. This is a good month. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our God is good and is doing good to his children. We confess with boldness from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We declare by faith, this is a good day. This is a good week. This is a good month. Let God show you his mercy, his goodness in this season. You are blessed every day of your life. You see his favor in Jesus' mighty name. Just say one more time, this is a good day, this is a good week, this is a good month, and this is a good year. Confess for your family, those at home and abroad. Just confess, this is a good day, this is a good week, this is a good month, this is a good year. Release that word by faith. Father, speak over well-nation sons and daughters across the world. Our friends and partners, I join my faith to pray with you. I speak by faith, 2021 beginning, which declare this first week, this is a good day, this is a good week, this is a good month, and this is a good year. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Always speak positively, speak faith, never speak fear. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's get a scripture for the day. And then spend time to pray. We have 12 prayer requests in 30 minutes concerning 2021. Our key verse today, please, is Esther Esther chapter 2, verse 15 to 18. Esther 2, 15 to 18. God bless all my friends who are signing in different platforms and those who are signing in on Facebook. God bless all of you. I see you watching. God bless you, Miss Mary, and all you watching from different parts of the world. You are blessed in Jesus' name. What a blessing to know that you are there watching as we go in live from here. You are blessed today in Jesus' name. Esther 2, please, verse 15 to 18. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abigail, the uncle Mordecai, who had taken her for her daughter, was come to go into the king. On the line, now when the turn of Esther came, Now we're beginning today, lay hand on your body. This is your turn. Others have celebrated. Others have rejoiced. Others have prospered. Others have found favor. But hear the voice of the Lord. 2021 is your turn to rejoice. It's your turn to testify. It's your turn to shout praise the Lord. It's your turn to dance and worship God. This is your turn. You know, nothing will stop this. This is your turn. In another way, your time has come. Your long-awaited season has come. 2021 is your turn. Now, for Esther's case, there were like 1,000 virgins, and every day a king would call one of them. Imagine how many days it would take to reach to Esther. But when her turn came, hallelujah, Lord, just lay hand, just say the name of Jesus. This is my turn. You are turn for the blessing. You are turn for the favor. You are turn for the goodness of God. This very week, this very month, this very year, your turn has come. God is calling your name. Your date has come. Your appointment has come. Raise your voice, begin to pray. Father, I give you thanks as many men and women of faith around the world. You have been waiting for this day for so long. You have been waiting for this day for so long. Hear the voice of the Lord. 2021, your turn to celebrate has come. Your turn to rejoice has come. Your turn to be favored has come. Your turn to enter into the palace has come. Your turn to see the goodness of God has come. Begin to confess by faith. This is my turn. You have for your family, for your sons and daughters, for your grandchildren. Just bless them. Begin to bless your family. Begin to bless your children. Begin to bless your household. Just declare, this is our turn. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. This is for somebody. You have been waiting for this moment for so long. This is your turn. In Jesus' mighty name, let this word be activated in your heart to know that this very week, this very month, this very year is your turn to embrace a miracle. This is your turn to celebrate a miracle. Don't allow anybody to cheat you. Keep confessing by the grace of God. 2021 is my long-awaited year. This is my turn for a turnaround for favor. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. Esther 2 from verse 15, please. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abigail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for her daughter was come to go into the king, that she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that look upon her. So Esther was taken into the king, to King Ahasuerus, in the house royal, in the tenth month, which is the month of Tebeth, in the seventh year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head. Oh my God. And then made her, this is awesome. Just imagine the royal crown on the head of Esther. She set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. And the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast. And he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king. Wow, I love this one in Jesus' name. Let this word be your word. Let this word be your word today. In the name of Jesus Christ, your turn has come. Your turn for favor has come. Your turn to see the face of God has come. Your turn to embrace testimony has come. Just connect with that word. Esther's turn came. So shall it be in your life by faith. This month, this year is your turn in Jesus' name. I want to pray 12 things today. Number one, let us, we are praying from January to December. Let's pray for January. Say January. We are praying for job favors. January, we are praying for job favors. Let God favor His children with the best jobs ever. Beginning from you, your sons, your daughters, your siblings, your household, your friends. Let God turn things around and favor every child of God with a job in this month of January. Let God give us grace, every child of God, at the sound of my voice around the nations of the world. Begin to get job favor. We're praying for our families, for our friends, for the church of God. Every child of God in January, no joblessness, no dismissal from job, no losing of your job. We are praying for job favors. Let God turn things around in your job site to favor you. Raise our voice, begin to pray. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I come in agreement for all at the sound of my voice in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, around the world. We're speaking job favors this January. Let the Lord favor you to locate a job for you, the right job for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let God bless you in the place of your job in the name of Jesus Christ. Let God show you favor in your workplace. Just say after me, January, favor in my workplace. Confess it. January, I find favor in my workplace. Everywhere I see favor in my job site. I speak today, sons of God, daughters of God, you have been faithful serving the Lord. I release this grace in your life. The month of January, multiple favors in your job site. Your CEO will favor you. Your managers will favor you. The directors will favor you until you're stepping into the fullness of the blessing of the favor in the name of Jesus Christ. January, we bless January with job favors in Jesus' mighty name. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks. Everybody at the sound of my voice, connect your family, connect your sisters, connect your brothers to this blessing. We are speaking blessing in the workplace, blessing in the job site. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Number two, I pray for February. Prophesy for your month of February. We are releasing favor for businesses. Business favor. Let God open doors to every child of God in the area of business. We are praying for business favor, business success, business breakthroughs across the continent for every God-fearing child of God. The month of February, we release business favors, business breakthroughs. Raise our voice and pray. Raise our voice and pray. And release this favor, January, the favor in your job site, job favors. February, we release business favors, business breakthrough, business success, business growth. Let God move across the continents of the world at the sound of my voice. Every child of God who is believing God for business, let God release the capital in your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Every child of God that is engaged in any form of real business, legal business, in the will of God, let God show you His favor. We are praying for every child of God. You will not fail in business. In February, excel in your business. Whatever your business may be, as a child of God, the blessing of the Lord from January rests upon your job. The blessing of the Lord in February rests upon your business. Expand that business. Grow that business. Succeed in that business. No child of God will fail in the business place in February. Let it be done. Just say the name of Jesus. I prophesy my business exploit in February. Raise your voice and declare. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy business exploits in February. I release the blessing to expand the business, international business. Let God bless your hands in your business place. So January, job establishment. January, job blessings. February, business expansion, business exploits, whatever business ideas. Just say after me, I receive in January the success in my job site. I receive in February business expansion, business ideas, business breakthrough. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. The same way that Esther broke through into the king's palace, let God connect your business to great places, to great businessmen. You will succeed in business in Jesus' name. Celebrate your life in February already. Hallelujah, Lord. In the month of March, status changes. Say January, job blessing. February, business blessings, business favors. March, we are praying for change of status. Let God visit every child of God. You are changing for good. Change of status. Those who are struggling with immigration, let God answer them. Those who are struggling in their finances, let God answer them. Your status will change. Your state of life will change. Just say the name of Jesus. I decree today, the month of March, change of status. Let God move across the nations of the world. Raise our voice and pray. We are praying for our loved ones in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in America, and right here in Maryland. Let the favor of the Lord go in your file. In your immigration file, we are praying for miracles, change of status, celebrate your favor in the name of Jesus Christ. God knows your status. God will change that status in Jesus' name. Receive the favor for change of standard. Receive the favor for upgrade in your life. Receive the favor in Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, let me just start to explain. Let me use like flight to explain. If you're going to fly, maybe your ticket is cabin, okay, and you go to pay, you go to a counter, they can upgrade your seat. They can upgrade your seat to business class, to first class. Wow, a total change of environment. They change your status, they change your class, they change your seating position. Can you see yourself in 2021? That God, in His own divine wisdom, He knows how to place you in the right status. He knows how to promote your life. If men can promote somebody and upgrade your ticket, let God in this 2021 upgrade your experience, upgrade your favor, upgrade your life, upgrade your status. Raise your voice, begin to declare. I speak today in the name of Jesus Christ that as many are the sound of my voice, let grace do it for you. Let grace do it for you. Let favor make it happen. Not by human power, not by might, not by human connection. Let there be divine shifting. Yes, a divine shifting. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Just say after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the month of March, a divine shifting, a change in my status, a change in my personality, a change in my status. Let God change it. Your sadness is over. Your mourning is over. Your struggle is over. The pain is over. Even the loneliness in your life is over. Let God change your status. Let God give you, you know, God is able to turn things around from singleness to couple, from loneliness to family. God changed things around. Father, I pray right now for this anointing at the sound of my voice. There is somebody there praying, oh God, change my condition. Oh God, change my situation. I just say after me, oh Lord, change my condition for better. Change my situation for good. Just say after me, oh Lord, change my condition for good. Change my situation for better. Raise your voice and pray. I release this grace. I speak life to all my sons and daughters around the world. Receive this blessing. The month of March, Things are changing. Your status are changing. Your class is changing in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. To God be the glory. Yes, Lord. God is changing somebody's status. For example, I fly with Ethiopian Airlines. I love Ethiopian Airlines because when I go to Africa, when I'm flying with my status of gold, you don't wait in the long line. You just wait straight to the counter and you're safe. So let's believe God that God will give you change of status, immigration changes, marriage changes. Let God move in His favor and change our status in Jesus' name. The month of January is what? Job favors. February, business favors. March, change of status. April, let's take this serious. This is the heartbeat of every child of God. April, financial breakthrough favors. If we fail in this area, we fail, we lose our homes, we lose our businesses. We pray today, say the name of Jesus, the month of April, I release and I prophesy financial breakthrough favors, financial breakthrough ideas begin to flow. Raise our voice, begin to pray. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ, as many at the sound of my voice, I release this wisdom. Wisdom in April for financial breakthrough. Receive favor for financial breakthroughs in April. We bless April. We speak ahead of time. April, hear the voice of the Lord. We decree financial breakthrough, major financial breakthrough for every child of God at the sound of my voice. Break forth financially. Now listen. God is able to change your life in one season, in one month. Bible says Isaac sowed in the land, and he sowed in the time of famine. But God blessed Isaac's field. Isaac got a harvest. That what came out of Isaac's harvest, Isaac got a harvest, and his harvest was a mighty blessing. Isaac went forward. Isaac prospered. Isaac became great, and the Philistine envied him for one season. Say the name of Jesus, in the month of April, change my financial story. Raise your voice and pray. We're speaking in the name of Jesus Christ, the month of April. Let God change your financial story in the name of Jesus Christ. Let God change your financial story in the name of Jesus Christ. One season will change your status. One season change your financial story. Receive this grace in Jesus' name. Just raise your voice, pray for your family, prophesy, and pray, change your financial situation. Raise your voice, begin to pray. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We are speaking in the name of Jesus Christ. For those watching me online, the Lord bless you, Miss Lillian. The Lord bless you, Pastor Mary. All of you watching different parts of the world. We are speaking by faith. Just prophesy that word. Don't close your mouth. Just confess it, confess it. Keep confessing the word of God. In the month of April, we are speaking divine favor. We're speaking total life. We're speaking today that financial expansion. Just say the name of Jesus. In the month of April, I see myself breaking forth financially. Just confess it. In the month of April, I see myself breaking forth financially. The grace of God is changing our finances in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's try April, please. April, May, please. Now, May, we are praying for weddings. Just say weddings. Connecting for marriages. We are praying for our sons, our daughters, our churches, our friends, our neighbors. We are praying for month of May. Let the marriage breakthrough begin. Marriage breakthroughs in your neighborhood, in the church of God, in your household. Marriage breakthroughs. Raise your voice and pray. We are praying from now till May, we release marriage breakthrough favor, the favor for marriages in your family. I speak by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. No more struggle for marriage. No more struggle to engage, to marry. No more struggle for marriages. We release the marriage blessing. We release the marriage favor. Every child of God in Well Mission will be married happily in Jesus' mighty name. Now, this is important. Let's just pray. Just say, Holy Spirit, we release the blessing, the favor for marriage. Locate the right husband for the right woman, the right husband for the right sisters. Let God connect men and women in the right way from now to May. Let there be marriage anointing, marriage breakthroughs, connecting with engagement. Raise our voice and pray. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless our daughters with marriage. We bless our sons with marriage. We bless our daughters with the right men. We bless our sons with the right women. Across the continents of the world, every child of God, hear the voice of the Lord. You are walking in a new season of marital favor. Receive marriage favor. Receive marriage favor. Receive marriage favor. Receive marriage favor in Jesus' mighty name. Let it be done in your family. Just say after me, no marriage struggles again in my family. No more marriage struggles again in your family. We stop these marriage struggles. We stop marriage struggles. We stop marriage struggles. Let God give you that breakthrough in your home, in the church, in your family, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, the month of June, I just feel the anointing here. Just say the month of June, divine connections, meaningful connections. You know, I thank of my friends in Las Cruces, like Pastor Mary, Pastor Irene, Miss Chavez, all of you. This is divine connection. By God, God link us up divinely. It's a blessing to connect with the right people. We are praying the month of June. Let God connect us with greater meaningful connection that will be a blessing to your children. Raise your voice and pray. I'm praying right now for pastors, apostles, bishops, evangelists, teachers. Let God connect you to new platforms. Every minister at the sound of my voice, 2021, receive supernatural divine connection. The Lord bless you with connections that will change your story. Businesswoman, businessman, students, all of you around the world, hear the voice of the Lord. This is a season of divine connecting. Let God link you up. Say, oh Lord, link me up with my person of destiny. Link me up with the person of my breakthrough. Lord, link your sons and daughters with the person of the blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the favor of the Lord lead you for the right connection. Let it be done. This very season, let the grace begin for divine connections that will change your life. Business connections, marriage connections, ministry connections. Let it be done. In Jesus' mighty name. Just thank the Lord for all of these things you have prayed. Just say, I receive job favor. I receive business favor. I receive change of status favor. I receive financial favor. I receive marriage favor. I receive weddings favor. I receive divine connection favors. Raise your voice to glorify God. I release this blessing. Let it rest upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Now listen, we're in here today. We began with the Esther story. Esther, her time came. Her season came. And the king called Esther to the palace. Now, can you see yourself? The King of Kings is saying, my son, my daughter, this is your season to rejoice. Your season to be favored. You are seasoned for opportunity. You are seasoned for a new platform. You are seasoned of upgrade. You are seasoned of a new status. Just say, Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you because my time has come. My moon has come. The old garment is over. The new me is here. It's time to celebrate the favor of the Lord. Just say after me, I celebrate the favor of the Lord. One more time. I celebrate the favor of the Lord. Hey, one more time. I celebrate the favor of the Lord. One more time. I celebrate the favor of the Lord. Let it be done in your life in Jesus' mighty name.
World Mission International Worship Center is dedicated to healing broken hearts, giving hope, and saving souls through the love of God. Located in Lanham, Maryland, we are called to create a loving and caring community for all people, and we are committed to see you grow your faith in the Word of God and to see you happy and blessed in life. We are strategically positioned in Maryland at such a time like this to be available to provide counseling, guidance, and praying, and believing God for a fresh move of God as never seen before. Our heart's desire is to see all men come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you've been searching for a place where real people who have experienced the love and power of Jesus Christ, World Mission International Worship Center may very well be the perfect fit. You're welcome too, where good things happen. We love you and are waiting for you in Jesus' name.